making cigarettes non-addictive. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The aim of a new federal rule expected from the Biden administration.
The Food and Drug Administration is planning on publishing a proposed rule in May of next year that would mandate eliminating nearly all nicotine in cigarettes. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf said in a statement Tuesday, lowering nicotine levels to minimally addictive or non-addictive levels would decrease the likelihood that future generations of young people become addicted to cigarettes. In the most recent data, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 31 million people in the U.S. were smoking cigarettes in 2020.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the president taking criticism from the oil industry. Chevron's CEO Mike Wirth says the president's rhetoric blaming big oil for high gas prices is counterproductive, saying we need an honest dialogue on how to best balance energy, economic, and environmental objectives. The president responding by saying he didn't know they could get their feelings hurt that quickly. The bipartisan gun legislation in the Senate has passed a key procedural vote, with 64 senators voting yes. That includes 14 Republicans virtually assuring its passage.
The bill would beef up background checks for those under 21. GOP sources say there are no new restrictions or waiting periods, and red flag provisions will only impact violent criminals and those who are mentally ill.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Katie Britt has won the Republican nomination for Senate in Alabama, defeating six-term Congressman Mo Brooks in a primary runoff election Tuesday. Former President Trump had originally endorsed Brooks, but then unendorsed him several months ago, saying that Brooks had gone woke. It's been a devastating earthquake in eastern Afghanistan, the magnitude pegged at 6.1. The Taliban government says at least 255 people have been killed, hundreds more injured, and it's feared that others may still be trapped in the rubble. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden says government approval for COVID vaccines for children as young as 6 months is a big step forward in fighting the disease.
President Biden visited a clinic in Washington, D.C., where children under five were being vaccinated against COVID. And later at the White House, he said the ability to vaccinate babies as young as 6 months offers parents peace of mind. The FDA expanded emergency use authorization of Pfizer's and Moderna's COVID shots for this age range, and the CDC signed off.
Elected officials shouldn't get in the way and make it more difficult for parents who want their children to be vaccinated, who want to protect them and those around them. This is no time for politics.
This is being seen as an apparent swipe at Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, as Florida is reported to be the only state that did not pre-order COVID shots for kids under five. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The South Dakota Senate has convicted State Attorney General Jason Ravensburg on two impeachment charges, removing him and barring him from holding office in the future over a 2020 fatal accident in which he struck a pedestrian walking along a highway. Actor and comedian Bill Cosby ordered to pay a California woman $500,000 over her decades-old sexual assault allegation.
A civil trial jury in California has found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl in 1975. The jurors in Los Angeles County ruled in favor of Judy Huth, who alleged that the comedian met her and her high school friend on the set of a film, taking them to the Playboy Mansion a few days later. Huth then went on to testify that Cosby exposed himself to her and forced her to perform a sex act. Cosby's lawyers on his behalf denied the accusation accusation, as the comment neither attended the trial nor testified. The jury of 9 women and 3 men believed Huth, finding that Cosby intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with her and reasonably believed she was a minor.
Fox's Anna Eliopoulos, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.